The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his guerrilla raiders have thrilled the whole country. They rescued the beautiful and popular movie star Jane Lauren from Japanese captivity. Public interest is so intense that Jim and his men were ordered to accompany Miss Lauren back to this country. They're now in Hollywood and are privately irritated at official plans to have them reenact the exploit in the movies. But on their way to a studio conference, the driver of their army staff car shouted that they were being followed. After a wild chase, the car behind them crashed over a mountainside. Its three occupants were killed. The dead men's fingerprints brought the FBI into the case, for all of them were escaped convicts, and one of them was a notorious kidnapper. The FBI operative, Mr. Lawson, warned Jim that most of the gang were still at large, and that Jane Lauren herself was their intended victim. Jane was last seen leaving the Hollywood canteen with a glib, sallow-faced young soldier who called himself Hill. A dragnet has been spread, and Jim and Mr. Lawson are organizing a search. Meanwhile, in a deserted house on the outskirts of town, a little girl called Ginger is hit in a game with her playmates.
Oh, Buster, that isn't any fair. I saw you climb the tree and come through this window. I know you're in this attic.
Okay, put her in the corner there where she'll be out of sight.
Buster! Buster, there's somebody downstairs. We'll get Hill Columbia if they find us. Listen.
Get rid of that ambulance. Then tell number one we've got Jane Lauren sewed up and in the bag.
Golly, Jane Lauren.
Probably the arm will keep her out like a light for hours. Anyway, she can't do nothing all tied up like this. Especially with that gag in her kisser.
All tied up.
Number one wants me to keep her here. I'll need some grub. And some smokes, too.
Buster, if you don't come out now, you're a dumb dope, that's all. And I'm going to tell Mommy, too.
Wait a minute. Is there anything in the attic?
Oh, golly. They've hurt us. Don't you move, Buster.
Hey, you up there. What do you think you're doing? Been wrong. Got a flashlight and make sure. I'll take a good look after you guys am straight. Better hit the road now before number one blows the gas.
We're just going to come up here and Buster isn't here at all. Got to shimmy down that tree like 60. That big black thing in the man's hand was a pistol, too, I bet.
The coast is clear. Get scared.
I have to tell Mommy I was naughty, even if I get a spanking. I have to tell her I know where Jane Lauren is, too, I bet. Maybe when I tell her where Jane Lauren is, she won't see me excited.
Attention, all cars. Attention, all cars. A signal aids on Jane Lauren. Man with her was dressed as a soldier. Black hair, brown eyes, medium height. Weight about 160. Called himself Hill. H-I-L-L. We'll repeat. Man with Jane Lauren was dressed as a soldier. Black hair.
They're putting that bulletin on the police shortwave every 30 minutes, Jim, but so far it's a waste of breath.
Well, don't forget, Lawson. It's less than 24 hours since Jane disappeared.
A lot can happen in less than 24 hours.
Well, you haven't exactly been twiddling your thumbs.
Oh, well, we made progress, all right, but not enough.
Can I come in, Jim?
Oh, sure, Mac. Come ahead.
I took those cigars to Sing Lee in his cell, all right. And some magazines for Sergeant Ryan and young Parker.
Thanks, Mac.
Did you tell them I'm hoping to arrange their release, Sergeant?
Yeah, sure. Is it okay if they have visitors? Colo and Frenchy want to see Sing Lee.
Well, that's up to the Army.
I'll put a request through.
Anything buzzing on,
Jane Lauren? Well, we found a cab driver. He saw two people drive off in a rented car right outside the Hollywood canteen. It was about the time Miss Lauren disappeared, and they answer our description.
A rented car, huh?
Mr. Lawson's got a tracer on it now.
Anything else turn up?
About what we expected. This fellow Hill, whoever he really is no soldier.
Well, that's what you said yesterday, Jim.
I'm interested in that pale face of his. Might mean he's been in stir.
That's what Mac and I thought, Lawson.
I know. I'm checking the parole records. It'll help if you can identify him, Sergeant.
I'd be glad to, but haven't you got to find him first?
That's the main idea. Take a look at these rogues' gallery pictures, will you? It's just possible you'll find him there.
Sure, if you... Hey, I got to wade through all those?
Afraid so. Won't be time wasted if you find him.
I'd like to help you, Mac, but you're the only one who saw him.
I'll get it.
Hand me that first family album, Jim.
Federal Bureau of Investigation, Lawson speaking. Yes, ma'am? Oh, you are. Well, where was it? Yeah? Right. Right. Yes, you did the right thing. As soon as I get there, thank you.
Another crank looking for publicity, Lawson?
No, that call was on the level, Jim.
The kidnapper?
Behave. They wouldn't call me. No, it was the manager of the agency that rented the car we're looking for. They found it.
Where?
The police picked it up at the crossroads off Sunset Boulevard. They used their heads and didn't touch it.
Oh, fingerprints, eh?
Yeah. Want to come with me?
Well, sure thing. Mac here can handle the phone.
Most of the calls may seem like a waste of time, Sergeant.
12 people have already said they know where Jane is.
But don't forget, they mean well. We have to check every one of them.
I understand. Don't worry.
We'll be back in a couple hours. Let's go, Jim.
So long, Mac.
Yeah, good hunting. Yeah, now then. Boy, what a collection of ugly mugs. That's not Hill. And that's not Hill. And no, that's not Hill. Federal Bureau of Investigation, Sergeant McGovern speaking.
FBI, there's a desk sergeant at Northwood Precinct. Got a call on Jane Lauren to relate to you.
Oh, wait till I get a pencil. Okay, give.
It sounds like a phony to me, but here it is. Mrs. Grady called us.
Grady?
Yeah. Says her daughter Ginger heard a man in a deserted house giving orders about Jane Lauren. Says she saw the man and he had a gun in his juice. Got the address, of course.
Did she describe this guy with the gun?
Never asked her. You see, this Ginger is only a kid, and you know how kids are. I'm kind of short-handed, and I'll have my men follow through on it, if you like.
I don't know what to tell you, Sarge. I haven't got any real authority, and Mr. Lawson won't be back for a couple of hours.
Well, let's forget it.
Oh, I don't know. I feel kind of responsible for Jane's kidnapping. I'd sure like to put the arm on whoever's got her. Give me this kid Ginger's address, will you? I'm going to look into it. Strictly on my own.
Almost positive that he's wasting time, Max scribbles a hasty note for Jim and Mr. Lawson. He's in for some rude surprises, as we'll see in a moment. But you yourself are in for some solid pleasure this Sunday and every Sunday. Yes, 15 million readers look forward with special interest to Sunday morning. For Sunday morning means the Comic Weekly, and the Comic Weekly means Adventure Time. Its brilliant full-color pages are packed with more than 24 of your favorite funnies. Flash Gordon, Prince Valiant, The Phantom, Buzz Sawyer, The Lone Ranger. Yes, and Blondie, too, and Snuffy Smith, Judge Popple, Little Iodine, and Skippy. All told, more than 24 of them. They're waiting each week to bring you mystery and chuckles, intrigue and laughter, action and comedy. So ask your dealer for the Sunday paper that contains the Comic Weekly. It comes with 15 leading Sunday papers all over the country. Just look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, let's rejoin Sergeant McGovern as he investigates Little Ginger's telephone message.
Jeepers, are you a really truly soldier?
That's right, Ginger. Are you sure this is a shortcut to that old house?
Sure, I'm sure. We always come this way. The hedges and stuff hides the path from the house. I'm going to be a soldier when I grow up.
Oh, I hope we won't need so many soldiers by that time.
You bet we will. My brother Buster says we'll always need soldiers. Boy soldiers and girl soldiers, too.
Oh, he does, eh? How old is this Buster?
Well, he'll be 11 next month.
Oh, well, an old veteran like that. I guess he ought to know. Tell me about the man with the big pistol in his hand, Ginger. What did he look like?
Well, it's awful dark in that attic. You can't see very good. But he sounded awful mad.
Did he have sort of curly black hair?
Golly, I guess so. I couldn't see very good. There's the house. You can climb in the attic if you shinny up the pepper tree there.
Oh, easiest pie.
You gonna climb up, mister? Gonna hold your pistol while you climb up?
No. You run along home now, Ginger.
Huh? Oh, that isn't any fair.
Oh, now you're a smart girl, but you'd better go back home. We don't want to worry your mom, do we?
Oh, she knows where I am.
Yes, that's just what I mean.
Bet you I can beat you climbing the tree.
I bet you can, too. But you better skedaddle now in case the man who was so mad is still here.
Well, I'm not afraid of him, I bet. Not with you here.
Hey, come down out of there. Now, no kidding. Come on.
Oh, don't
Never mind. Get down while the getting is good.
You went through the leaves. Right over my head. I can feel
it. All right, sucker, get those hands up. Tell Shirley Temple to button her lip.
Hey, just a minute. Wherever you are, you can't...
Get those hands up, I said. Zed, up where I can see him. Now tell the kid to get down out of there.
That's the same man, all right.
You better do as he says, Ginger. Climb down.
Now, you're being sensible. Walked right into it, didn't you, sucker?
Okay, okay. But how's for giving the kid a break? She can't do you any harm.
No. She brought you here, didn't she? Next time, she might bring somebody with brains. Get that back door now. Bother me.
I want my mommy. I want to go home.
Have a quieter, I'll do it for you.
Now, don't cry, kid. Remember, you're going to be a soldier. Now, that's the girl.
Very decent of you to put the kid between us so you couldn't shoot, sucker. Very decent.
Okay, Big Shot, have your fun. You're pretty good at picking on girls, aren't you? Well, we'll see how good you are when the heat goes on. And if you pull anything on this kid for bringing me here, maybe I'll forget to be sensible.
Your office is on the third floor, isn't it, Lawson?
Right. Push the button, will you?
Well, that must have been the car the kidnapper used, all right. Not a fingerprint anywhere.
Shows that whoever he is, he's got a record somewhere. I hope Mac has found his picture in those police files by now.
Finding the car at that crossroads doesn't tell you a thing, does it?
No, they could have taken her in any direction from there.
Say, if they had a private plane...
Yeah, we thought of that. Notified the border patrols first off.
Even so, for all we know, Jane might be in Mexico or Canada by now.
Yeah, or she might be right around the corner. Whoever said it's a small world didn't know much about police work.
Say, is that your phone ringing?
Sounds like it. Wonder where Mac is.
What's the matter? Is it locked?
Yeah. Guess Mac isn't here.
Oh, if he stepped outside for a soda or something, I'll wring his neck.
Take my keys out of the lock, will you? I'll get this phone. Federal Bureau of Investigation, Lawson speaking.
Seems to me Mac would have left a note.
His little friend. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's up, Lawson?
Quick, get on the other line and have them trace this call.
What? Oh, sure.
If this isn't a gag, you'd better use your head and turn him loose. Okay, laugh all you want to.
Operator, Federal Bureau of Investigation, emergency. Put a tracer on National 7000 right away. Yes, I'll wait.
Remember, sooner or later we'll... Hello? Hello? No use, she hung up.
She?
Yeah, it was a woman talking, probably just...
Yes,
a...
operator? Oh. Well, thanks for trying. Goodbye. Your call was from a dial phone on a pay station, Lawson. They couldn't trace it.
Maybe it was on the level at that. How else would she know his name?
Whose name?
Your friend McGovern's name, Jim.
Mac, what about him?
This woman said he was in the same place Jane Lauren is.
In the same... You mean they got Mac?
Yes, and some youngster called Ginger. She said that just for that, the ransom on Jane would be doubled. And Jim, she also said that unless we drop the case right now, we'll never see any of them alive.